So, but I have been given the great honor of presenting the summary for our symposium. Now, I don't know about you, but I have 8 pages of notes, and no, I'm not going to read those back to you, okay? And in fact, you may not even recognize what I'm going to say as being part of this symposium, because taking all of the information for the last 2 days, it becomes very difficult to put it into an outline formation. So I've done my best. And some of you will recognize your names as to your presentations and your topics. So having said that, beginning yesterday, we did have several speakers, though, to give us introductory information. Dr. Condon gave us some information about that. Also, Dr. King and Dr. Cleveland. Each one of them gave an economic overview. They have given us percentages. And as Dr. Sonny keeps telling us, none of them are going to match. So I did not put those in there, okay? I'm off the hook, okay? So anyway. Now, you have to play along with me today, okay? So anyway, so what is our new buzzword? We've already determined from our introductory speakers yesterday and actually through the Beltwide Conference itself and even this morning, we do have a struggling textile industry, okay? But we do have a buzzword, okay? Now, what is it? What is our buzzword?
Non-wovens.
Oh, you're so good. You and Dr. Edwards need to sit together. Yeah.
He should have said cotton non-wovens.
Well, in honor of our little bees, our little person up here, I went back, and I don't know if y'all are familiar with the bit of honey candy. Do y'all remember those from ages ago? Anyway, I just love it. So I went back, and no, you don't get this whole box, okay? Now, you can hang around and you can take as much as you want out of this box. I think we have enough for you to have. But that's your gift for today. I promised you
Thank you so much.
So if you want some, fine. If not, pass around, and I'm going to take home what's left over so we can do that. But truly, your buzzword is, this will be cute, non-wovens. Oh, and it didn't do it. It's supposed to have this little wave thing. We're going to have fun with the videos today. Now, thanks to Dr. Sonny and some of our other speakers, they have addressed the issue of the stages of production of non-wovens. And the very first part, you do have to come up with the web, you do have to bond the fibers together, and we do have to have a finishing treatment. Now, to get into a little bit more detail, and this actually goes along perfectly with Dr. Sonny's presentation this morning and some of the information that was presented yesterday as far as methods of production go. And because I did this last night, I apologize for not having your name for the methods of production, but we will not belabor that point. I think all of you are familiar with this. However, I did put Dr. Sonny's name by other techniques, just simply because of the new techniques that are being developed at Southern Regional Research Lab, and they will be there for the future. So he has given us a wonderful overview of the methods of production. So thank you for that. Products. Every speaker that we have had yesterday afternoon and this morning has mentioned at least one of these products in their presentation, if not many more of them. So I have categorized the products according to production methods. These are not all of them. This is just a representation of them. So we do have those from Spun Bondeds and did have to get our agriculture bit in there. Our melt-blowns, and here, because of Dr. Condon's advocacy for cotton wipes and for non-woven wipes, I have put his name by absorbent cloths and wipes, but I also know that the work that Arvind has done in association with Dr. Ram Kumar at Texas Tech also fits very perfectly into absorbency cloths and wipes also, and of course filtration too. Needle punched. Dr. Parikh, I gave you first billing on that one, mainly because I have been involved with some of his research, but I know that he, too, is an advocate of needle punching. I could just as well have put your name there, too, Arvind, and many of our presenters. So here again,
needle punching on the forefront, definitely a part of nonwoven production. It's been with us for a long time. I think it's truly here again on the cutting edge, and I think there's a lot more that we can do with the needle punched fabrics. Do that. And last year, we'll go backwards a little bit. Last year, our focus seemed to be somewhat on automotive textiles. This time, it was more on flammability and mattresses. So every year, it's a little bit different. Different types of finishing techniques that can be used on nonwoven fabrics. We can print them, we can laminate them, we can charge them up electrostatically, we can make them hydrophilic, hydrophobic, we can do all kinds of things, we can dye them. But here again, the emphasis on our symposium yesterday and today truly has been on mattresses. And from a flame retardant properties perspective, so yesterday's speakers, all three of them, Dr. Ogle and Ms. Emmons and Kenneth Oliver, all of them addressed the issue of flammability standards related to mattresses. We had a wonderful history of all the way from caveman in the grass pit all the way up to today's high-tech mattresses and their burning ability and flammability issues that are related to them. So hopefully this next year when we go to New Orleans, we will have some further progress related to mattress research and flammability there. Also, Dr. Bott yesterday addressed flammability issues also. His was more from upholstery, drapery fabrics, also protective clothing and some other areas. So he too is into flame retardancy. And for those of you who may not be familiar with Dr. Bott, he is with Tandec in Knoxville, Tennessee, and has the capabilities of producing nonwovens there also and putting finishes on them. Nonwoven properties. Here again, I could have put every speaker that we've had in this list. Now, I chose Arvin to put in there, and this is where your last name doesn't fit. Your last name is just too long to go into the table, so we're calling you by your first name today. But yesterday, he gave an excellent presentation on moisture vapor transportation. So that certainly has direct relationship to breathability with nonwoven fabric. So I have put you into this table. But as you can see, there are many, many attributes that nonwoven fabrics have. Here again, the attributes may be dependent on the finishing techniques, production techniques, etc. But the research that y'all are doing and that you have presented has been very exciting, because I think in some cases, Arvin, I think you really are on the cutting edge of doing that. So that was exciting. So please tell Dr. Ram Kumar that we enjoyed his presentation through you. Nanotechnology. Dr. Sawney brought up information this morning concerning nanotechnology. Nanospider acoustic web, sort of a takeoff on last year's presentations in the automotive industry. But here again, it is a fabric that is a web that is already on the market that you can purchase and that you can use. But it is produced by nanotechnology. So you, Dr. Sawney, were the only one who actually addressed the issue of nanotechnology this morning, and because I did this last night, here again, could not insert your name. But I think, here again, I think that's something for the future that we need to look into. Again, with nanotechnology and our smart fabrics, and Dr. Edwards, I'm going to put you in the area of smart fabrics, not necessarily for your introduction today, but really for the medical textiles research that you do. And I think we are headed toward smarter and smarter fabrics, and those that can just about talk to us and tell us what to do. And heaven forbid, I hate it when my microwave tells me to shut it off in Spanish, so I don't know what I'll do if my textiles and my clothes start talking to me, but they truly do. They can tell us when we're too hot and when we're too cold, and they change colors now. And whether you like the color of drab olive green, that tells you, you know, that you're getting too hot. So all kinds of fun things are out there. But I think here again, Dr. Edwards, that your research truly is cutting edge and can really fill a void in the military and also in the medical literature. So keep on doing what you're doing, and excellent research. Carbon nanotubes have been out there. More familiar with this from an industrial standpoint, engineering standpoint, not necessarily fabric engineering, but industrial engineering standpoint. And of course, our markets. We would not want to leave our markets out. I don't know how many of you remember the summary from last year, but we had actually 6 countries listed that contributed to nonwovens, either, I guess, in the worldwide market. The 3 top ones now, Germany, India, and China. They have become our world market, so some of the others have dropped off a little bit. Here again, our overview speakers yesterday alluded to the fact of these markets. All of you in here in your presentations also mentioned it, especially China. So I think China is a country that we will be dealing with from many different perspectives, whether it's cultural influence, dress, innovative textiles, or just a more inexpensive way to produce things, we're still going to have to deal with them in some of these other markets. So they are there. And then buzzing toward our future, where are we going? Evolution of green. Dr. Parikh mentioned going green. Dr. Sana, you mentioned sustainability. Arvind, you did the same thing. All of you mentioned either sustainability or green products that are going to be biodegradable, recyclable, or something that is going to help us with our environment. So I think that's, talk about a buzzword. Yes, nonwovens is our buzzword, but I think green is also going to be the buzzword. They've come out with new standards in the housing industry from an interior design perspective, architectural perspective, but green is it. I know on our campus we have sustainability task force units that are set up. I think all of our universities are going that direction, so can do that. Last year we heard about REACH compliance. It is still out there again this year, even though we did not have any speakers addressing that specifically. It is still there, and we will have to deal with that from an industrial standpoint.
Is it working all right? The new regulations, REACH is working fine?
I haven't heard anything real positive. I haven't heard anything real negative. I know on the European side that they have been mandated that they must use REACH. So I am not familiar with what is happening in the U.S. Do any of you know?
Big companies have complied.
I think what's going to happen, and this was mentioned over in Switzerland this past summer. I was at an international congress there, and they were saying that from the European standpoint, it will have to work for them. But what they're seeing in Europe is that the larger countries can be compliant, and they will continue to exist. It is hurting the very small companies, and they are either having to merge with the larger companies, either being bought out, merging with them, etc., or they're going out of business. And I think that's what's going to happen here in the U.S. But here again, personal opinion. So I don't know. Any thoughts on that? It's probably what's going to happen. Plasma research, we've been out doing that from a research perspective for over 5 years now. But here again, microbials were mentioned by Arvind again. Also has been mentioned in medical textiles area. So these are things to look forward to, I think, in the future. Innovative products. So Arvind, we have our name in bold type there. I hope I spelled it right. But here again, I think you truly have presented some innovative fabrics, and you have tested using some innovative types of testing techniques. And here again, I think the another buzzword may be energy efficiency for the future, as to whatever fabrics we produce have to be energy efficient. Also, in the future, we're going to be dealing with budget cuts. Several of our speakers have mentioned budget cuts, from cutting of just the budget, their operating budgets. Sometimes it's been a cut in personnel. Sometimes it's been a cut in equipment, or you've had to make do with the equipment that you have instead of purchasing a new piece of equipment. So making do with that. Computer model simulations are out there also. And I'm not a real advocate of computers to begin with, but I think we may have to do more simulation work just to see what's going on before we actually do the testing of some of these products. Here again, saving time, money, expense. So who is going to be our customer of the future? What are their buying habits going to be? What is their buying behavior going to be? Who is selling what? I don't have any answers. I'll let you decide. Maybe our friend there can tell us. But here are keys for the future. And here again, all speakers in all sessions talked about high performance of the product, high performance of the fabrics being produced, cost efficiency, and also communication. And that's what this symposium is all about, is sharing ideas. None of us have all the answers, but hopefully if we can talk to each other, share ideas, and work together, we will have, hopefully, that perfect environment in which we all can survive.